Well, our guest in the cafe this morning is the editor of the Cooper Review, Cindy Roller. Good morning.
How are you doing today?
Great. And we also have with us today the sheriff of Delta County, Ricky Smith. Good morning.
Good morning.
Ricky wanted to talk to you about a new program that you have, and this is an inmate work program, which is new for Delta County.
It is.
Tell me about it.
We started the program with the Commissioner's Court approval about 30 days ago, and what we're doing is we're offering an opportunity for inmates to go out and actually work in the community. They work with the commissioners. They'll work with the city. We do help nonprofit organizations. And we actually, commissioners enabled us to hire a jailer for that purpose, and he takes the inmates out to work on these programs.
It's a voluntary program?
It is a voluntary program.
So they're happy to get out and be in the fresh air, basically.
We don't have a problem for volunteers. They want to get out of that cell, and so we don't have a problem with volunteers.
Yeah, I see them out everywhere.
Doing what kind of work?
Well, a lot of it is just picking up trash. We're still experiencing a lot of brush from the ice storm that we had last year. They'll be doing a lot of that. They've already done quite a bit of that. We've helped commissioners in some construction programs. Currently, they're painting and actually doing some repairing in the commissioner's courtroom, repainting and repairing some in the commissioner's courtroom. They'll pick up trash. We think they'll be doing some potholing, where they're actually filling some of the potholes in the city and on the county roads. That's generally, it's mostly just general labor, but that's the type programs it will do.
Uh-huh. People have seen Cool Hand Luke and other prison movies, and they have in mind the chain gang, and some people may say that's not a good thing.
Our prisoners are not in chains. They're, certainly you're going to have some limits about what you could do in that. And we choose nonviolent inmates. We're selective. We want a nonviolent inmate. We want an inmate that we don't have concern of flight risk. Now, we do have a certified jailer that is with the team, and right now he's also a reserve deputy who is with the team, and he must keep eyesight on the prisoners. He actually works with them, but he must keep the prisoners in eyesight.
Mm-hmm. I saw him the other day working at the ball fields in Cooper, and they were painting, and everybody was working. It was great.
Yeah. So, what do they get out of it other than just getting some exercise and getting out in the fresh air? What do they gain from it?
Well, surprisingly, you're going to have the volunteers, whether they get anything out of it or not. Mm-hmm. They want out of that cell. They want to they want to have some of that freedom outside that room. Now we do, if on some of our county prisoners, if they work on the work program, we give them additional credit. Let's say an inmate had 60 days. I may, if he works a full 30 days, I may give him 2-for-1. Mm-hmm. And the sheriff has that authority to give good time credit for those county offenses. So there are some times we do that, I really think it helps them. It promotes work skills. I think the interaction that they have with outside and with my employees, I think it's good for them personally too.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with Delta County Sheriff Ricky Smith and Cindy Roller with the Cooper Review, whom you're well familiar with, is sitting in with us here as well. It's been a long time since Delta County's had a program like this, or has Delta County ever had a program?
Well, we've actually used, on a limited basis, we've used inmates to assist in some of these type projects. We not on a full-time basis. I believe this may be our first full-time basis under current jail standards, because in fact, in order for an inmate to do this, they have to have a certified jailer with them.
In the time we have left, we wanted to talk a little bit about the traffic situation on Highway 24. Cindy, what's the situation?
there's been lots of accidents.
Yeah, not good, huh?
Yeah, Ricky's lots of rollovers and.
Well, we since this started about November 1st, we've had 9 accidents. Now, I would say that's not uncommon to a construction area. It's just the fact is, in construction areas, you do have more accidents. So what we really want to encourage is we have a 65, throughout that area, we have a 65-mile-an-hour speed limit, and we're going to be watching it pretty
closely. Okay, good. Duly noted. Thanks for the warning. Good. Ricky Smith, the sheriff of Delta County, and Cindy Roller, editor of the Cooper Review. Thanks for having a cup of coffee with us this morning.
Thank you.
You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.